guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I like tonight's article. It's a really good article because it touches on like five things that I've mentioned in various other videos. And the reason why sometimes, like if I did a video 4 months ago from one art or one publisher, and I find another one that touches on it in a slightly different way from a different publisher and a different author, it's kind of the same subject, but it reinforces some of the messaging that I put out there. And I think that's important because we want guys to hear this stuff so they know what's going on going forward and things like that. This touches on like four or five subjects that we talk oftentimes about the dating world. And the other thing is too, that very rarely do they relate it as, and the guys suffer because, or the men have a problem with this because. It's always, like example on this, women are graduating, you know, college at a 4-to-3 ratio. So 4 women for every 3 men are graduating college. Women most affected because they can't find a well-educated man to date. So do they talk about how they can get more men graduating college? No, they just talk about how women are just going to have to suffer and date down. But this article touches on a bunch of different things, and I think it's going to be an interesting one statistically. So we have here, this is from the Guardian, but it's written in the Guardian, but it was written elsewhere, I think, and then pulled in here because it's not like all crazy. They say the dating gap, why the odds are stacked against female graduates finding a like-minded man. More women than men are graduating in many countries, but according to Data Economics or Datanomics, a new book on the hookup culture, there's a downside. What's that downside? Men not graduating enough? Not enough men going to college? Oh no, there may not be enough educated men to go around for the women to date because they don't want to date down. Shocking. Is it time to widen the search? Yes. Interestingly enough, I don't think the user here ever, illustrations by Scott Garrett, I don't think he's ever used the dating app because right is yes and left is no, and they're showing right swiping, throwing the guys out of the app. So I'm going to start a little bit low here, and I'm going to try to pick and grab just a little bit because otherwise we'll be here all night. Kat, who works in social media and graduated last year, said of her group of female friends, only one of them has a boyfriend, and the others are all really attractive, fun girls, clever, educated, and can't find a boyfriend. It's really odd. She thinks it has a lot to do with dating apps such as Tinder, where everyone's thinking there's something better around the corner, but it could be just a numbers game, she says, though Berger will say these two things are linked. Maybe because there's more choice of girls than there ever was. It's more difficult to find a guy because the pool is smaller. Now they're saying here, well, there's more choice of girls than there ever was. What does that mean? It means for the educated top guys, there's more choice of educated women to choose from because 3 graduate men for every 4 graduate women. So there's a surplus of women. But if you look at the first part of this, they says of her group of female friends, only one of them has a boyfriend and the others are all really attractive, fun girls, clever, educated, and can't find a boyfriend. Now, will a really attractive woman date a less attractive man? Yes, if he's got some social game and he's got good income and he's funny and he's clever and so on and so forth, if they meet in the real world. But on a dating app, no. Clever, educated, so on and so forth. So the thing is, since so many people are using dating apps now because you work long hours, both women and men are working long hours, and it's easy to pick up your phone here while you're sitting and you go, oh, I'm kind of going to surf, watch a movie or whatever, and I'll do some swiping. Because if you get up and go to the gym in the morning and you go to work until 5-6 o'clock, come home, feed your 14 cats, and you know then decide to go out for a drink or something, not a lot of time left in the day. So they're using the apps. Unless you're good looking, you don't get a swipe. So these really attractive women are going, he's good, he's unattractive, unattractive. Oh, he's good looking, unattractive, unattractive, unattractive. He's good look, and they're missing out on 90% of the men out there. Berger had started noticing that he was around far more single women than men. It struck me as odd because the women seemed to have a lot more going for them than some of the men he knew in relationships, which is the way of saying they were better looking and better company, he says over the phone from New York. This was also true of my own circle of friends outside of work. I knew a lot of single women, and my wife and I used to try to play matchmaker, but it got to a point where we didn't know any single men anymore. He set out to find out what was going on. All right, so interestingly enough, though, the only thing I can think of why he knew a lot of single women but no single men, you'd think if the men were not attractive and not didn't have anything to offer, well, those guys would be single. But think about what he's saying is, I don't know any of these men. Do you know how many people here in this small little town that I know or that know of me? Maybe the chick I pick up a pizza from every 3 weeks, and maybe the girl at the grocery counter if I go through her line more than four times. That's it. Why? Because I stick to myself. I love being by myself. Now, maybe I'm not the most dynamic, attractive, and successful man in the world, but I'm a man. And so, no, I think a lot of us are kind of not going out and trying to do the date thing anymore. On top of that, now you add in these women that are being very selective and very picky, and you hear this, there are no available men. There are no men to date. In the meantime, there's 40 million people standing around them. But they don't even see you. It's like you're invisible to them. Because they glance, he's bald, or he's this, or he's that, or right? And they don't even see you. Now, if you have good personality, if you have good physique, if you dress well, I still believe you can go up and strike up a conversation at a coffee shop or a bar or something like that and have success dating. Because to say that if you don't meet Mr. Perfect, you have no chance is not true. But it does take work. And if you haven't put in that work or you don't think it's worth your time to put in that work, you're not going to. Thus, lots of single women standing around socializing, and the men like me and many of you that aren't social butterflies and don't need the social interaction go, I'm fine cracking a cold one, going home, throwing on an old movie that I've seen like 1,600 times, grabbing a couple slices of pizza, maybe working out a little bit, surfing the web, whatever, right? So I'm invisible to society. And I think that may be part of this as well. Now look at this graph. She's so sad being so high up on the pedestal and so successful because she looks down and she goes, oh, there's hardly any men there. Really, but again, it's the men most being affected because they're not graduating the colleges at the same rate. If you look at my videos from several months ago, the one when I was talking about college graduates and the graduation gap, there are still, I think there was 320 scholarships for women, and some of them went up to as high as $80,000, but the brunt of them were around $10,000 to $20,000. And you look at the ones for men, there were like 20 for men, and they ranged up to a maximum of about $10,000. So women still get more incentives, they still get more scholarships, and so they can pay their way through college. And again, I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but I did see a photo of the new teachers. They had the new teachers at a university, and they were all lined up for photos. There was one dude out of 80 teachers. Do you think any guy that wants to hold on to his masculinity and not fall into that way of thinking, a certain way of thinking, is going to want to go to a university? Heck no. I wouldn't go to college right now. If I could start all over again, I would not be going to college. In the West, he writes that among 22 to 29-year-olds, there are 5.5 million college-educated women, 4.1 million educated men. We're seeing a gap in the UK, too, so on and so forth. In the US, his book has been greeted with relief. Women have told him it's a comfort to know that there's nothing wrong with them, that they've just fallen victim to the numbers. That's right. Men not graduating college enough is making women fall victim to the numbers. Not the men that aren't graduating, the women. But it's also described as depressing and patronizing. One of his bits of advice for single women is to move to Silicon Valley and snap up the educated single men there. To be clear, we're talking about women who want to find a partner. There are plenty of women who don't feel finding a man is a high priority. But for educated women who refuse to date non-educated men, it creates two problems. It creates a statistical challenge because they are voluntarily limiting themselves to a dating pool that has four women for every three men, but also gives way too much leverage to those college-educated men. And I think it encourages these men to be overly choosy and to delay settling down. This kind of classism doesn't penalize the men because the supply of educated women is so large. this isn't just an educated versus non-educated issue. This is also a attractive man issue. It's also a successful, high income man. You know, when there are fewer men that women will choose, whether it's because of education, whether because of income, whether because it the guy works out and he looks really good, or he's attractive, whatever it is, when 80% or 100% of women only want to date the top 20% of men in whatever category, those men realize, you know what, they're all coming for me. I have my choice of these women. What happens? Number one, the women do not get a man to stay with them. Now, he may temporarily stay with them, but they don't get a man to wed her up or to stay with her or have a family with her. And number two, the guys say, I don't need to, because if she makes me unhappy in any sort of way, I can go with this one or this one or this one. And until women shift their scopes down a little bit in many categories, or a lot of bit in many categories, they're always going to be used and cast aside. And the guys are going to be like, look at me. I'm having all the fun in the world with all these women that keep picking me, even though I'm a horrible human being, and I treat them poorly, but they want to go after me because I'm good looking, or I have finances or whatever, right? Now, the dating games, the guys that tell you, hey, if you learn red pill content and you want to go out there and you date, they teach you to be comfortable in social scenarios and to dress well and to have a certain way of comfortably speaking to women and to make them feel good and to find you exciting and interesting. It does work. It works on the short term. But when it does work and these women say, oh, he's interesting, I'll be with him for a short period of time, even that guy who may not be all the top, you know, whatever percentage, even he can find some game. And so, but what does he stay with any of the women? No, unless he thinks he finds his unicorn. So you end up with lots of guys getting action, not wanting to settle down, lots of women wanting to be with them, and ending up alone and bitter. Alpha widows, right? He says, one of the drivers of the so-called hookup culture is the number of men who have found a wealth of available women to choose from. I'm not trying to be the morality police, he says, and he's not saying that everyone wants to be or should be seeking a marriage, or that there aren't enough women who enjoy casual intimacy as much as men. But I do think the imbalance gives men more incentive to play the field. Kind of just what I just said. It isn't really that surprising that we like to form long-term relationships with someone like ourselves. And a sort of mating, the term sociologists use to describe this tendency, has been rising. I suppose it's horrible to say, but I guess if someone's more intelligent or better qualified, I feel less that I have to be wooed by them, says Holly, 27, who has an MA and works in post-production for television. She's mainly attracted to Oxbridge graduates. How specific? She says with a small laugh. I do prefer dating people who are intellectually superior for her. She says, it's a curiosity thing. I like the idea that her partner will be able to teach her things. She went from first person to third person on that one. That was tricky. Okay, well, let's talk about this too. You got a degree in television and production for television. Okay. Do you know anything about networking? And I'm going to use myself as an example because I'm here. Do you know anything about networking? No. Do you know how to rebuild a 1967 Chevelle Supersport engine that has a 396 and a carburetor? You don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. It's not English to you, right? Do you know what I, you know, do you, a lot of people just say, do you know what your ISP is? And they go, no. It's your internet service provider. See, but they get these college degrees and they assume, well, I have a degree in such and such. Yeah, but most of you guys out there that have a few years on you, like myself, and who have self-taught themselves many things and have jumped into a job career field like network engineering, where you start at a very low level and apprentice your way up or learn as you go. By the end, when a guy gets to be his marrying ages of 35, 40, 45, I will go toe-to-toe with anybody on their intelligence of any subject. Now, they may roast me in one or two specific topics, but when it comes to general world knowledge, a lot of men know a lot of things. And that's where this piece of paper of, oh, you didn't graduate with such and such, that's such a fallacy. So many guys, the smartest men I know, have never gone to college. And some of the dumbest people I know, they have. They get into the dating swiping here, and this is something else. See how many topics we're touching on that are things I talk about. The increasing prevalence and efficiency of online dating has also had an effect, said Berger, because of the filtering tick box nature of it. Or as Evan Mark Katz, a dating coach whose advice I like to read, warns, you don't marry a list of traits. You marry a human being. Online dating is a little like buying a car, says Berger. We're used to checking off options we want on a new car, and so it is with online dating. There's so much box checking, height, weight, race, dog person, cat person. I think what happens is people end up seeking a partner who is just like them, and the one box that educated people don't even think twice about is checking college education. They never see the dating profiles of or meet people who don't have a degree, whereas when we meet potential partners in person, at work, in cafe, on the train, their education achievements aren't the first things that are obvious, and when we find out later, they may cease to hold as much weight. And that's what I'm saying, is that you guys that may not have the education or the money or this or that, you can still meet people in the real world. It's still a challenge, but if you want to casually date, it can be done. Robin Dunbar, professor of evolutionary psychology at Oxford University, says women looking for equally educated male partners will be forced to compete, I guess, and those that lose will have to downgrade their expectations and are likely to marry later as a result. There is historical evidence for this. He points to analysis of parish marriage registers from an area in Germany in the 18th and 19th centuries. We see in the historical data, actual ages at marriage are later for those who marry down the social scale than those who marry up or at the same level. Right. So what happens? The girls go for the top guys, and they go for the top guys, and they go for the top guys. 30, go for the top guys, 35, 40. Oh, I still want a kid, but I want to be married when I have that kid. And, you know, by the time she decides, hey, 35, maybe I'll settle, but I'm still getting attention from good-looking guy. By the time they're settling, 37, 38, 39, okay, you meet somebody. You're 37 years old, 36, 37, 38. You date for a year, right? You get engaged for a year. You get married. Then you want to wait a year till you have a kid. You're 3-4 years in. You get at 37, you meet somebody, you're going to be at 40 before you start thinking about kids. And if you start pushing a guy like, oh yeah, I want to meet Mr. Wright and get married, get those kids cranking, a guy's going to be like, whoo-hoo-hoo, slow down there, Miss Princess. I got to get to know you a little bit. And you can smell the desperation coming off of them. Not only that, but there's a certain point where if you know what's going on and you kind of have your head in the game, like a lot of these men do that have been playing the games for a little while, the ones that all the women want, you start realizing that, again, these are smart men that know what happens when you get divorced. They know the statistics on this, and they may not ever settle down. I know if I could do it all over again, I would have never been married even once. Because, yes, I got out of it scot-free and very easily, but if she had gone, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I might have had a problem. He says, this isn't just an issue for educated women, though the focus has been on them. Women's romantic choices are always analyzed, of course, with a skew towards the scaremongering. I doubt anybody was too worried about men's prospects when male graduates outnumbered females. No, they didn't, because men will date down, because men are like, I'm expected to carry the household. So if she's not quite as educated or doesn't make as much money, it doesn't matter, because I have to be better than her anyway, because that's how society works. Well, these women now are way up here, and there's so few men that are above them meeting all their criteria that it's just not happening. See, with men being able to date down, women becoming more educated than men is hurting themselves when it comes to marriage and dating, and it's hurting men when it comes to earning as much. So women only wanting to date up, there's less of them. All right, so that's pretty much it there. So here's our takeaways from this, right? Number one, of course, men aren't graduating at the same rate that women are. And that's a problem. That is a problem. But the way the universities are aligned right now, they are very politically left, and they are very feminist and very much led by women. And so this, in many ways, does not bode well for men. And I think that's why some men are deciding not to go. I know I wouldn't. On top of that, so that's the first problem. On top of that, these educated women don't want to choose the lesser educated men. That's also another problem. They're waiting later in life to get married because they're enjoying their time trying to catch Mr. Perfect, And even if they fail, but they've dated him for a short period of time, they've enjoyed the time with him. They're just terribly disappointed when he doesn't choose her. So what does she do? She goes right back out and tries to pick another guy that's way up on the chain, so to speak. And she's not succeeding until all of a sudden it's 35, 37, 38. Oh my gosh, I have to find somebody. And then they settle. They feel like they settle. He might be an awesome, amazing man, but they feel like they settle. Then you've got your guys that are, again, those top men, whether it's education, looks, whatever. They're getting to the pick of the field, and they're not settling down at all or until very much later. Like the 40, 37-year-old girl that's freaking out because she wants to have kids and all that, she may have to go up to a guy that's 50 or 55 because the guys that are around her age are dating down lower. And there's so many studies that show that. And they're not settling. They're not, like, locking it in. Guys are like, I'll casually date you at 37, but if I'm going to get married, I'm going to find somebody that's hot and beautiful at 27 that's fresh out of college because I can, right? I can. So that leaves the women dating much higher. And then lastly, they talk about that the dating apps and everything else, because women are being so picky, it's working against them. And we've known this, but now they're saying that, you know, education is another barrier. So I find this incredibly interesting because I think the one thing that they don't have in here and you can't really get data on is you look at a channel like mine and you look through the comments and there are guys that say, I casually date. There's guys that say, oh, I hook up or I have a, even some of you have a living girlfriends or whatever, but you're never going to get married, right? Then you take guys that have never had an experience with a woman yet. You guys aren't even being counted in the statistics yet. And you may at some point, or you may not, depending on how you want to jump into this. And then you got maybe guys like myself that we were there. We've had successes. We can say, you know what? I've seen what it's all about. And I'm just not into it anymore. Now, and for some of us, that may change. For others, it may not. But there's always this quiet undertow, this current going along of guys waking up to see how bad marriage and long-term relationships and everything works out for this. And I think that's the number they're not talking about here, that there's more of that. And so when you take away all these numbers, yeah, I can see why women would start saying, like, there are no men out here. And because when you add all this up, there are plenty of men, but they're just not the caliber that they want them. And the caliber that they want just aren't dating them, or they're staying home and not being involved at all. Guys, I'll leave the link down to this below if you'd like to read through it. And it has links to other studies if you'd like to go through those as well. If you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos as well, because that keeps the channel numbers going well and more people can find this content. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you know, if you're not one of the top percenters in any field in any way, you're going to have your work cut out for you. It can be done. But in the end, again, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it?